Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear friends, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you are listening to Lantern. On the continuation of Lantern, we have an interesting story. I invite you to listen to it. A dying old man said to his doctor while on the sickbed, "Doctor, don't worry. I know I'm going to die. I didn't want to come here, but they brought me here. Please don't worry about me. Look at my hair. They are gone. I'm so old, but you are so young. I have learned a lot from life. If you don't mind, I will tell you some of them before I die. When I wanted to enter the university, I wanted to study zoology. But everyone said I should study engineering, that I will be a great engineer. So I listened to them. I had no one to pay my fees. I had to work and also pay my fees. In my third year, I couldn't cope with my studies. I had to drop. At 40, I got a huge contract. My name was in the news. The next day, all my friends and families were at my house. Everyone had a serious problem. Within 1 week, I spent all the money on them with the promise that they will pay back. I could not complete the contract because they refused to return the money as promised. So I was sent to jail for 6 years. I stayed in jail and I came out. When I came out, they were nowhere. There was one mistake I made through all this time. Now it's clear to me. I refused to listen to myself. I ignored my own self and listened to others. Now that I'm here, the only person that is with me is myself. You see, it's very wise to seek advice from others, but it's very dangerous to ignore your own self. The only person that can overrule yourself is Allah, after Allah listened to yourself next. I know it may not make sense to you now, but always remember, I told you, learn to listen to yourself. That was our today's story. Now the continuation of it. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astin. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with why some people may want to misuse us or benefit from our help for the unfavorable or unwelcome purposes. It has happened to all of us. I mean, I'm sure that everybody has experienced it, that some people may approach you and may say that they are in dire need of your help, but the minute you help them, you find that the earlier plans or the aims were not anything that you would agree with in the beginning. In this connection, you must be informed that in some cases, some people may come to approach you in order to receive your help because they already know that if they do those jobs on their own later on, when the whole case would be found out and would be disclosed, they wouldn't be able to justify whatever they committed or whatever they did. Rather, they make you involved in the project, and although initially they came to you and suggested you to help them, later on they would say that, okay, I did this because of the presence of such and such a person in the project, or for example, he inspired me to do so. I had no idea right in the beginning he was the person who gave me this idea to do this. He suggested me to do this and that. There are some characteristics that because of which there may be some characteristics in you because of which such people come to you and approach you. The first one is that they realize that you are not such a person to give a negative answer right in the beginning, quite abruptly and quite sharply. You have to know that. You must be well prepared that if a project isn't good, or for example, if a wrong project or a dangerous project is proposed to you, you must be able to give a negative answer right away in the beginning, okay? Someone may come to you and ask your help. I mean, he may ask your help in order to, for example, cheat on the exam day. Right from the beginning, reject his offer or reject his request and say that, no, I'm not such a person to help you. And if I notice you that you are cheating on the exams in the exam session, I report it to the authorities of the university.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
In that case, you will find that that person who has already come to you in order to misuse you, or in order to make a wrong use of your capabilities, will turn away right from the beginning. At the same time, you might be afraid of that, okay? If you give that person a negative answer, sometime later in the future, you might ask something of that person and he might do the same with you later on, okay? At the same time, you must know that, okay, when you want to give a negative answer, you have to mention your own reasons for doing so. Okay, explain to the person that, okay, you know that this isn't a good job. You know that, okay, this is regarded as an offense, as a crime, and, anybody who does it, and he or she will be found while doing this or that, okay? He or she will be punished. And as I don't want to be punished, and as I respect my own honor, my own status in my own community, I'm not such a person to accompany you or to help you to do anything for you, so long as you may want to accomplish, you may want to do something wrong. At the same time, we find that such a kind of negative answer may not make you such a kind of negative answer may not make you to remain or to be shown to be represented as an uncompromising person. Rather, other people know that whenever they come to you with any project, first of all, you are going to calculate it. You are going to weigh the whole situation. You might wish to receive the approval of everybody. This is utterly impossible. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innu.